Israel has launched fresh airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, violating its seven-hour unilateral ceasefire. Israeli warplanes pounded Shati refugee camp west of Gaza just minutes into the ceasefire. The attack left an eight-year-old girl dead and dozens more injured. 18 people have been killed today in Israel's attacks. Meanwhile, dozens of bodies were pulled from rubble across Gaza. Medical sources say that at least 1,865 people have been killed during the four-week offensive, including over 400 children. The attacks have also left over 9,400 Gazans injured. Israel earlier declared a unilateral ceasefire starting from 7 GMT in the Gaza Strip, except in the east of Rafah, where its troops are still present. But Hamas rejected the temporary truce, with its spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri saying that the move is aimed at diverting attention from the genocide in Gaza. Our correspondent Akram al-Sattari joins us from the Gaza Strip to tell us more. Akram al-Sattari, Israel comes out, announces a ceasefire on their own without even Hamas agreeing to it. And then, of course, they break it. And then now they say that the ceasefire is over. Did anything happen with the ceasefire in place?
Well, the Israeli authorities are very good at doing this. They are always declaring a ceasefire and breaking the ceasefire at the same time and ending up killing Palestinians in their homes and the streets and the educational and health facilities in the Gaza Strip. They said earlier in the morning they are declaring seven-hour ceasefire, and right after that they targeted al-Bakri family in Ash-Shata neighborhood, killing number of the family members and injuring more than 20 people. We are still unsure about the actual number of people who are killed, but we know for sure that they killed at least four of them. Israel is breaking the ceasefire that they promised to fulfill and enforce and respect. And the situation in Gaza is still dire. I have been at Shifa Hospital like for the past 7 hours, and I could see people coming injured, full of blood, because of the Israeli ongoing aggression against the people of Gaza, even when they declared there is a ceasefire.
And can you please tell us, before I let you go, because this is the 28th day, how are hospitals coping with the injured that come through the doors? It's got to be tough.
Well, the complicated issue is not only the people who are injured, despite the fact that this is a quite challenging issue for the health system at large. The problem is also that some of the people are taking refuge at the Shifa Hospital. You could see when you are walking at the Shifa Hospital or watching the people, you could see that there are some injured people sitting with their families in, say, sleeping in the streets, sleeping outside of the doors of the hospitals. And also the hospital itself has been struggling to provide the very needed life-saving medications and medical procedures and interventions for the children of the Gaza and for also the women of the Gaza Strip. I was attending a meeting with the Dr. Mustafa Al-Barghouti, who came from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip, and he was discussing different things with the leaders and with the officials of the Ministry of Health, and they are informing him that the situation is very dire. The stock vial in the hospital is running very low, and that the limited numbers that were received at the warehouses of Ministry of Health and Ashifa Hospital in particular are not sufficing the need of the community that is coming to Ashifa Hospital. They have sometimes 60 cases coming all together, injured people coming to Ashifa Hospital. In one night, they received 150 cases in a matter of 3 to 5 minutes. This is something that they could not cater to. This is something that is breaking them, but despite that, they are willing to continue. And they were giving examples of the fact in the Katrine disaster in the United States, even the government of the United States accepted some external aid and accepted some external help. And this is the case in Gaza. Despite the very limited external aid provided to Gaza, the situation is still going on, and the people are still struggling to survive and are still trying to help the people. And I have some breaking news now. Three people killed in Rafah just now, one lady and her two kids. And this is another calamity that is taking place into Gaza. The people are being targeted. The children and the women make one third of the number of the victims in the Gaza Strip. And now in the latest attack against civilians in Gaza, one lady, one mother and her two kids have just been killed by the Israeli occupation forces fire in Rafah area.
Very well. Thank you very much for that piece of breaking news. As Akram al-Sattari, a correspondent there, just told you, there's been a woman and two of her kids killed in Rafah. Again, one woman and two of her kids killed.